Last Friday, the United Nations Security Council unanimously adopted a resolution that called on M23 rebel group to immediately cease hostilities and withdraw from Goma and Bukavu. It follows the application of sanctions by the U.S. on Rwanda's Minister of State for Regional Integration, James Kabarebe, and the spokesperson of the M23 and Congo River Alliance, Lawrence Kanyuka. The U.S. envoy to the United Nations, Dorothy Shea, says that the sanctions were meant to bring Rwanda to dialogue.
These actions underscore our intent to promote accountability for key officials who enable Rwanda's and M23's destabilizing activities and continued impunity for human rights abuses in eastern DRC. We must speak and, more importantly, act in a united manner if we are to advance solutions to this crisis.
The conflict in the eastern DRC has so far led to the deaths of more than 3,000 people. Rwanda's Foreign Affairs Minister Olivier Nduhungirehe says that his country has taken note of the UN Security Resolution and the dialogue with all parties concerned, including the M23 rebel groups, should be supported.
Rwanda takes note of the resolution, but we believe that the UN Security Council and the international community as a whole should support the regional efforts to try to solve the conflict in Eastern DRC instead of undermining them. So there is a process, a regional process that is ongoing, and we call on the UN Security Council, on the major Western powers, to support that process.
The conflict has seen an exodus fleeing to neighboring Burundi. According to the Burundian government, more than 35,000 DRC citizens have been registered since the beginning of this month, including DRC's police. Zeno Mukongo Ngaye is the DRC's envoy to the United Nations.
L'invasion par les forces de défense du Rwanda, RDF.
He says that the invasion of the Rwandan army and their supporters, the M23 and AFC rebel groups, was brutal and violated the country's sovereignty. He says that the Security Council resolution should be implemented as soon as possible. Rwanda, on the other hand, denies that it is backing either rebel group. A political science professor at the University of Kinshasa, Dr. Nkere Ntanda, says that external support would not help the DRC if the government cannot resolve its internal issues.
The solution lies in the hands of the DRC. There is no external decision, resolution, or even military force that will deliver the DRC from this quagmire.
The East African Community and the South African Development Community's Chief of Defense Force are expected to meet this Monday in Dar es Salaam in Tanzania. For many, the question remains whether the government of the DRC will sit at the same table with the M23 rebel group, which Rwanda says is the root cause of the crisis. Moses Habyarimana for VOA Africa.